I think it has to do with drugs and stupidity.
Drugs and stupidity, yes.
Yeah.
If only all the stupidity could be explained by drugs, my faith in humanity might climb up another notch or two.
I know. We're still trying to find the guy who turns the crank on the spank box that makes all the idiots. Somewhere there's a building.
Somewhere.
And there's just this insane amount of people coming out of the front doors. And you don't know where they're going in, but they're just producing more and more idiots. You're like, what the
Yeah. And now these idiots, feast your eyes.
Here we go.
90 Day Fiancé star has made more than your annual salary in a week by selling her farts. You did not. You're reading it. I'm reading it. That's not a typo.
Yes.
If you're a 90 Day Fiancé fan like myself, I'm not, you probably know 31-year-old Stephanie Matto from some recent seasons over the past couple of years, so she's been on the show more than once. Here's her and her former beau, Erica. Oh, my.
Mm.
That's feminism chewed up something and spit it out.
That's a tree frog.
Pretty much fought every single episode of Before the 90 Days. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about farts.
Oh, my
farts
God.
Farts in a jar, specifically.
I got to start drinking.
Yes, you do. Stephanie went viral on TikTok in a video titled, Day in the Life of a Girl Who Sells Her Farts in a Jar. The video, which now has 6.5 million botted views on the platform, I added that part, stopped me in my tracks. I had no choice but to click on her profile and further investigate the situation.
The situation.
Therefore, I found another video where she talked about making $45,000 in a week from selling the aforementioned jarred farts.
Wow. I literally have just lost all faith in humanity.
Faith in humanity.
Just think of all of the simps out there paying money for that.
And I want to say that it's like $500 a jar or something like that.
My God.
The journalist in me was ravenous for more information. I decided to contact Stephanie to hear more about her gassy new venture. I think my main motivation was money.
Whoa!
No really? Way. Women are motivated by money?
No, say it.
No.
No.
No. Women don't fart either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And they don't poop. I mean, they just...
They just exist.
They just leave little, like, you know, little Debbie cupcakes everywhere they walk, I thought. It's like Pac-Man.
Like a rabbit.
Say it ain't God. So. But I also thought it'd be a hilarious publicity move that would get a lot of people's attention, and it's definitely worked. Obviously, because now we're here talking about it. Along with starring in reality shows, posting on YouTube, and writing books, Stephanie is the founder of an 18-plus fan subscription site called Unfiltered. Just what the world needs. Another OnlyFans.
Jesus Christ.
Working on my own adult-friendly platform. There's one way to get around the YouTube algorithm. Adult-friendly platform. Over these past few months has made me very aware of the different types of niches and markets that are out there. Over the years, I've gotten a few messages from men and women wanting to buy my worn bras, panties, hair, bath water, oh God, etc. I thought farts were super niche, but it's also something fun, quirky, and different. It's like a novelty item.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, one day Spencer Gifts is going to carry farts in a jar.
Well, they already sell Gwyneth Paltrow's vaginal scented candles.
Yeah, light that off in the bathroom after you take a shit.
Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine that? Somebody lights that in the
bathroom. I don't want to. I'm good.
And then you walk in and you're like, what the hell? God. Dude, I would have rather smelled shit.
It's like walking into a room after your sister's been finger banged. You're just like, oh my God. Disgusting.
It's like the grease dumpster behind McDonald's if all it had in there was tuna cans.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God.
I was curious about Stephanie's fartistic process. Okay, I'll give you credit for that line. That's actually pretty funny. So she gave me a rundown of what a typical day on the job looks like for her. I usually follow a strict diet, but I do allow myself 1 to 2 cheat days every single week, and those are the days that I will indulge in specific types of foods that I know will make me more gassy. Why am I reading this? I also like to combine my product with something that smells like me. So I spritz one of my favorite perfumes into each jar to give customers the most immersive experience.
Oh, my God.
I put a small fabric petal or flower in each jar so it's aesthetically pleasing and it allows the scent to attach to it and last longer. And there she is holding one of her jars.
My God.
Oh, wow.
A few moments later.
But after making $200,000 in sales, I want to know who these f***ing simps are. The influencer has announced her retirement when she passed one too many and got the wind knocked out of her. Motto was rushed to the hospital with chest pains she feared were symptoms of a heart attack. After undergoing a battery of tests, including blood work and an EKG, she was told that her pain was the result of her steady diet of gas-inducing beans and eggs.
Ugh.
I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments, she told the Jam Press. I was overdoing it. The self-proclaimed fartrepreneur squeezed out 50 jars worth of farts a week to keep up with demand and even added protein shakes to her diet to make them more pungent.
And that does happen.
I remember within one day I had 3 protein shakes and a huge bowl of black bean soup, she said. I could tell that something was not right when I was lying in bed, and I could feel the pressure in my stomach moving upward. It was hard to breathe, and every time I tried to breathe in, I'd feel a pinching sensation around my heart. And that, of course, made my anxiety escalate. I called my friend and asked if they could come over to drive me to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack.
I've actually driven myself to the hospital while I was having f***ing wicked f***ing chest pains.
Yep. They said it was her diet, and she had to change it and to take a gas suppressant medication, which has effectively ended her business. Wah, 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 wah. Nice legs, though. She apparently decided to launch this on a whim after getting requests. Who are these simps?
I have no idea.
This is horrendous.
Well, when I was younger and I was trying to gain weight, I was doing the 2 protein shakes a day, 3 meals and stuff, and I could clear out the house. There's a couple times, like I was walking through my sister's house and I dump one.
Oh,
and
man.
I leave and I get a call like 10 minutes later. It still smells in here!
Oh my God!
Watch yourself some Grunt-speak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern and leave the butt hurt at home, okay?